Blog Talk
Radio. I need a drink, Cody. I need a drink badly. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do something different tonight to throw Sean Black off. Don't drink the water indeed, but we will explain about that in a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition, another wild, crazy, unpredicted podcast on Blog Talk Radio. It's an absolute truth show with your host, one of the most, the king of king himself, the party animal of all party animals. I am the Hot Rod, and on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the what the hell is his damn name?
I believe it is Sean Black who is in the building once again. How's everybody doing so far?
Hey, good. Fellas, how are you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
And on the one and only.
You're a jackass.
Wow. That's your name? Okay, you're a jackass. How are you doing tonight?
Shut up.
Oh, boy. Please state your name.
It's Anitra.
Oh, man. It's going to be one of those shows. So I can just tell.
Apparently it is.
Okay. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the number to call in to vent out comments, questions, or thoughts, or how to discuss how lovely I am tonight. The number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, Anitra B., it's Monday night. Are you guys, seriously, are you guys ready to piss some people off?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, because we have a lot to talk about, and we'll end the show soon because I have personal business to attend with baby mama drama. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
But, I guess you're doing toenails tonight, huh?
Something, or foot massage.
He's on toenail duty tonight.
Uh-oh.
There goes our last two listeners of the show. the song that was played earlier from Dave Matthews Band is called Don't Drink the Water. Apparently, there's some people in Flint, Michigan that cannot drink the water who are taking a risk of taking a bath in water. Sean Black, what is going on in this crazy world of ours today?
This is part of the infrastructure that President Obama has talked about for years and years of trying to get fixed. Basically, Flint, Michigan, which is a town of well over 100,000 people, they have no real clear-cut drinking water, mostly because the local government decided because it was cheaper to change up their water supply and where they were getting their water from, is now contaminated with lead and a whole bunch of other contaminants. Basically, what's happened, going back as far as the early 60s, Flint, Michigan has actually tried to get themselves a second water treatment plant. As we know, Michigan from the 60s was a hotbed of growth because of Motown, because of all of the music industry, and the city was building itself up. There were a lot of people coming in. And in essence of doing that, the city was in the process of trying to get themselves a water treatment plant to facilitate getting new water there. Apparently, there was a scandal that happened years ago, and eventually that didn't get built. So instead of building a second water treatment plant, they decided, well, we'll just purchase our water directly from Detroit, Michigan. And that's basically what had been happening up until about 2014. Where the city of Flint, Michigan decided to get their water elsewhere, namely the Flint River, which they thought would save them money so they wouldn't have to spend that money on getting their water from Detroit. The problem was the old pipes that were being used to filter that water into the city was completely contaminated with lead. And as anybody knows, lead is very poisonous as far as what it can do to the human body. We all know of the campaigns back in the day, what they were saying about lead paint, having that banned. So to make a long story short, lead contaminated the city. They now have brownish water, which smells bad, is not healthy at all, and we have hundreds upon thousands of people that are either getting sick, coming down with being sick, or just in general can't even drink the water. And the Governor Snyder continues to keep his job after apologizing for all of this. Oh, we don't understand why this is happening. We tried to make it cheaper, make it safer for the city. We have to change what we're doing. And in essence, right now, there are over 100,000 people with really no drinking water. Between 6,000 and 12,000 people have lead in their blood. It's over the limit. It's ridiculous.
Well, Sean Black, the governor knew about this problem in the beginning?
I believe he did. And I think that what he tried to do is get as best as he can to try and rectify the situation, but didn't do a good enough job. Obviously didn't do a job at all. And if you're looking at all of the lawsuits that he's got coming his way, because not only is he getting sued, but I believe the city council is going to have issues with a bunch of lawsuits coming. That back in November, four families actually filed a federal class action lawsuit, and it's against the governor, Rick Snyder, 13 other city and state officials, and three separate people filing a similar suit in state court 2 months after that. So we're talking a lot of suing, but even more so, forget about the suing part. The fact remains that a city of over 100,000 people have had to be drinking disgusting, poisonous water for the better part of how many years? Nothing was done. And now we're talking about people getting sick. There was even an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease that claimed 10 people and sickened 77. And this is something that has to be taken to the highest council to get taken care of. You've got children, generations of children that have been drinking this water, adults that are now going to be looking at, well, what is this going to do to my future? What happens if I have children that are going to be sick and then they end up having children themselves and pass whatever developmental problems they may develop down the road? We don't know what's going to happen, cancer, internal injuries, brain damage. We don't know what's going to happen afterwards. And that's part of the problem that really pisses me off about this whole situation.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Black, I say the bad word, he say pisses me off. He has on the air.
Yeah.
Now you know what Sean Black is upset if he used the P word. Excuse us. We apologize for his bad language.
Yes, wash my mouth out with soap.
Yeah.
Oh, it's common disease. They've reported this before. Why now make the big deal? This is not the first time this has hit the news.
But this is the first time it's been paid attention to.
I guess, but it's puzzling on why now people are, like, getting aggravated about it when this has been in the papers before. This is not, like, new. I saw this story, and I've heard this before. So I was like, okay, why making it, what's different from now to a couple of years ago when they ran the same damn story and nothing got done?
And see, here is, in essence, why we do this show. Is because, like you just stated, this is not something that's new. This is something that has been happening for quite some time. And now that it's finally hit the media, as far as mainstream, you know, CNN, Fox News, all of the major news stations have picked up on the story. And now we're starting to see a lot of celebrities chiming in, donating water, donating money to make sure that this gets taken care of. The problem is this should have been taken care of long ago. When you have lead pipes still in the system that have taken water from place to place, and this is something that people do every day, taking showers, washing dishes, cooking with, just to drink. You've got issues now where the government might have tried to cover it up as far as the local government and the local officials. They knew what was going on. We don't know how deep that it goes. We know there's lawsuits on the verge. But then again, it also begs the question. This is not, I'm pretty sure this is not the only place that this is happening to. Because the United States, as old as this country is, there are a lot of states and a lot of cities that are going that have pipes, old gas lines. We've been seeing over the last few years a lot of water mains breaking, especially with the weather that we've had, especially in the East Coast, where we got hit with a gigantic blizzard. We have a lot of old infrastructure that needs to be taken care of. You remember a couple of years ago we were hearing a lot about there was a lot of construction going on in the city. There were a lot of roofs collapsing. There were a lot of buildings chipping and falling apart. We also had a lot of bridges that were starting to crumble. Infrastructure in this country needs to be taken care of. And I remember President Obama trying to talk about this in his last when he was elected for the second term. He said that was something that he wanted to work on. And we still haven't made those strides to get that taken care of. And this is why we have things like Flint, Michigan happening, or what happened, I believe it was in Minnesota a couple of years ago, with the bridge that collapsed. Or we have sidewalks cracking, and we're having a lot of now sinkholes popping up. Things like this happen because nothing gets fixed.
Well, okay, so earlier today I was watching a video. Yes, I do watch videos besides special type of videos.
Oh,
now, about two families in Flint, Michigan, and the struggle they're going through. But people will be asking, hey, does my
hello?
Yeah, I think maybe his mic cord popped out, perhaps.
Not again.
Again, yeah. See, this is what happens when he gets into the cranberry juice and he's not...
I don't think he's in it yet.
Yeah. You're able to fix yourself now?
Yes, I did play with myself just now.
Of course.
Ah, he's back.
That explains why he went quiet.
No, TMI, patient. TMI. There's some things I don't need to know about.
Hey, either to hear about my stories or about your videos, pick one. But besides that,
great.
Yes, you can continue your point, Hot Rod.
Thank you. I was watching a story about two families, mm-hmm. about the struggle they're going through, and you know, of course, we like, why you don't buy filters or buy a bottle of water to make it simple, to bathe a child, to buy a gallon of water to boil the water. And to bathe the child, it costs money. And what happens if you don't have the money to keep up with bottled water every day? Well, and there's a shortage of bottled water in Flint, Michigan. Go figure. So, like I need to say, why now? Why are people taking action now? Why do we care now? Why there's other people with billions of dollars, the government, politicians, why are they not doing anything about it now? But we'd be happy to go on war with ISIS and other countries first. Compared to helping our own. That's what I'm bothered about.
Yeah. That's, like I said, that's the reason why I'm so upset about this situation, because this is something that could have been taken care of a long time ago. Think about this. Where Superstorm Sandy hit the New York tri-state area, there are train stations that are now finally getting taken care of as far as getting repairs, getting tracks done, and... We just had one of our trains that is actually going to be cut off for a little over a year because of that. Now, Superstorm Sandy hit in 2012, talking 3 years ago now, 4 years now. And we are at a point where it's like the government or whatever agencies that are there are now so full of bureaucratic red tape. And they're all caught up in so many different things. As you said, Hot Rod, they're more interested in wars in Syria and Afghanistan and all of these other places instead of taking care of home base, as they say, where infrastructure is so messed up and cracked up and everything else is basically ruined. Who knows what's going to happen next?
All right, so there's a question for you, Sean Black. Let's say if ISIS have done the same exact thing, would this be considered as a terror act in the United States?
I'm pretty sure it would, because if you think about it, terror is what you would think is to rile up the troops and make sure everybody else is scared. If somebody was to say that some terrorist group decided to come in and poison all of the water, or they decided to mess up everything as far as pipes and et cetera, et cetera. You would say, wow, what a devious plan, what a devious plot. That can't be happening because that's definitely a way to injure and kill many, many people. Because we know at some point there's going to be a case where somebody has been poisoned from this lead water, where the water has turned yellowish brown and has an awful metal smell. That's part of the problem. Now, you look at that and say, well, it's not a terrorist. You substitute the word terrorist for government official, governor, or whatever official you want to put in that same space, and it looks disgusting from the sense that this is something that should have been taken care of a long time ago. We're talking about Flint, Michigan, a suburb that has at least 102,000 people living in it, and you're going to sit there and tell me in a country that has over 300 million people that 100,000 people have no drinking water. Although they have finally said that we're finally getting water back from Detroit, there's still no way to safely drink any of that water. It's going to be at least a decade before they can get anything going.
And that's a long time, especially with children involved in this situation.
Exactly.
So, Anitra B., should the governor resign over this matter?
Should they throw him out of office? Yes.
Yes.
He doesn't care about the welfare of the people he's governing. Of course he should be out of there. His job is to take care of the people. His job. His one purpose. That's it. If he's not doing it right, why is he there?
Think about this. In Detroit, they're trying a renaissance now where they're trying to rebuild the city. Think about all of the houses that they wanted to rebuild.
Guys, Charlie wants to say hello.
Hey there.
Oh, guys. Carry on, Sean Black.
I almost lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Think about all of the housing developments that they're trying to do. And we know Detroit, especially lots of parts of Michigan, have been really hit hard with economic downturn. And, well, we know about the motor industry, which almost collapsed without the stimulus package from the president, which helped save the city and, in essence, a good chunk of the economy. You have a lot of buildings that are going to be built or that people are trying to reinstitute into the city and try to make it bloom again to its former luster. And then you have this happening on top of what they're trying to do. Who has failed who? Where does the effort go into trying to fix everything? And where is that money going to pour into? Because if it's going to take billions and billions of dollars to fix all of that infrastructure, as I just stated, it's going to be at least a decade or more before they can fix all of that. They've got to dig into the ground. They've got to cut up pipes. They've got to get contractors to work. They got to pay. They got to get government funding. They have to worry about lawsuits now. This is going to take a long time, and there are a lot of people that don't have any kind of money or any kind of way to live away from that. How do you correct that?
You can't. You really can't. Overall, you can't, but you can't because you have too many people involved. And what's the number one problem in this country? Greed. People are greedy. Like Anitra was said, you get what you pay for. You want to go the cheaper way around it. This is what you get. If they had started from scratch and spent the money the right way, and there was less scandals, maybe they would have less of a problem. And there will be other issues. But now you have a big water problem. So because of that, should the people still pay for their water bill?
They're not drinking any water. What are they paying for? I'll guarantee you if the people that actually have water bills that actually have to pay them all at one time didn't pay them at all, the city would be even further crippled. This is something that is probably going – it's like the tip of the iceberg is trying to find out where this corruption stuff starts, who's in charge, who started it, where the buck stops. And I think that's the hardest part to try to discover where it's going to. I mean, we're talking about a city that was – the plant that had water that was going through the city – They were getting 100 million gallons of water throughout the city. We're talking it's now down to less than 99,000. I mean, they can't drink the water. It's just too poisonous right now. And as a human being, you actually need water to live. So how do you reconcile that with an entire city that you can't drink the water because the government, who was supposed to take care of this, decided against making sure this was taken care of, all to save a buck? That's the saddest part.
Not for nothing. I hear, like we all bitch about New York and, the crap we have to deal with, but something like that would never happen here because we're too big of a city. It would be all over the news. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm kind of glad that we live in a city where shit like that just wouldn't happen here.
but you want to know something?
And don't we have one of the best drinking water? Like, isn't our water, like, top-notch or something to that effect?
Well,
I believe
New York City tap water, I think, is rated either the first or second best rated water in the country.
It is, right?
I think
right?
based on taste and based on chemicals and everything else. But who's to say that something like this hasn't or won't happen in New York or in New Jersey or in Connecticut or any other place that's a major city?
No, I think it happened in Jersey years ago. I remember something going on in Jersey when I was a teenager. I think they had, like, a small incident. But it wasn't as big as what's going on this one.
It's crazy.
Well, okay. I'm happy that you're getting this out of your system, Mr. Black.
Thank you.
Do you feel better?
I feel a little bit better. But
you feel lighter?
Like I said, I have family that lives in Michigan. So to know that this kind of thing is happening and it kind of affects you on some level, it's really upsetting. Because this could be anybody. This could be you. This could be you could have family somewhere else, and they could be going through something like this. And you would figure with all the money that the United States supposedly makes every year, you would think something like this would never happen. I guess we're wrong about that.
Well, y'all guys are wrong about a lot of things in life, except for me, because I'm the hot rod. Okay. to other people being pissed off.
Okay.
Last week we talked about the Oscars, or a.k.a. the white Oscars, as people call it right now, and the controversy about that there were no black nominations at all. I thought it was the end of it. Sean Black was wrong about this one. Apparently there's more controversy about it. People are protesting even more and more about the Oscars. Before I get to Stacey Dash and what she said.
Yeah.
Anisha, do you think Chris Rock should not host the Oscars?
Oh, that's his preference. I mean, do I think it's right what they're doing? Absolutely not. But it is what it is. Whether or not he decides to host, that's up to him. I mean, it's his coin. It's his dollar. I mean, is he right or wrong? Again, that's all on him. This is all about opinion. There's no fact. This is how people feel. To me, it's not going to affect me. I'm Caucasian. What do I care? If you think about it, I can see what's going on, but I'm not really going to understand it. Not to the level of the two of you, obviously.
And I think that's the main reason why Chris Rock should stay and host. And from what I've read, he's changed up his dialogue and his monologue for the entire show.
Oh, wow.
So he can address it. Now, we all know Chris Rock, one of the funniest comedians out there, is also one of the most socially conscious comedians out there. And he will call a spade if need be. The issue here is that a lot of people think that because he's African-American, he should bow out and protest. I personally think that if he stays in and hosts the show, then that means that a lot of African Americans that may stay and listen to see what he has to say will, quote unquote, have a dog in the fight. And if he can actually go out on a 4-hour broadcast or whatever the award show usually is where it goes over,
Yeah.
If he can go on stage and make the Academy, make the networks, and make all of television very uncomfortable by stating what a lot of people have been thinking for years and years and years, that it's okay for a lot of African Americans, a lot of Hispanic Americans, a lot of minorities that are actually in the movie business, that are actors, that are screenwriters, that do direct, it's okay for them to pump money into the pockets of these major studios. But to recognize them is sort of not your priority. And I think that's where the issue is. The Academy has an African-American woman as its president, and they're promising by 2020, which is 4 years from now, to have major change. I think a lot of people are thinking that's a lot too late, because we're already in the 21st century. It's already 2016, and we're still talking about change. This should have happened a long time ago.
Okay, well, it seems like Sean is on a Benji tonight. Oh, excuse us. Let's go on to Stacey Dash and what she had to say about the Oscars. Let me know if you can hear this a little bit. Some of the statements that causes outrage from Stacey Dash herself.
Stacey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think about this?
I think it's ludicrous.
Why?
Because we have to make up our minds. Either we want to have segregation or integration. And if we don't want segregation, then we need to get rid of channels like BET and the BET Awards and the Image Awards, where you're only awarded if you're black. If it were the other way around, we would be up in arms. It's a double standard.
So you say there shouldn't be...
Okay, from that part alone, Sean Black, how do you really, really feel about Stacey Dash's statement that we should get rid of the BET Awards, the BET Network, the Image Awards, and also people that have won Oscars? They should they win because they're black?
Okay.
Okay, well,
I'm going to try and say this as calmly.
Wait, Sean, before you start.
Go ahead.
Mariah Carey has been on the BET Awards and has won. Eminem has been on the BET Awards and has won. Like, when we were kids, what was the reggae artist? The white dude. Rod, what was his name?
Snow.
There you go.
Yeah.
He was on I remember him on the BET Awards, and he, like, I'm saying, like those award shows, yes, it's predominantly black, because hip-hop, rap, R&B is predominantly black. But the white artists that are there are awarded when their song is out there.
Okay, wow.
I mean, from what I see, it's true. I'm just saying, like, how to make that statement, that award show, it's predominantly, yes, it is, but it's, from what I've seen since I was a kid, it's not geared just towards, not since Caucasian artists have come into that genre.
Well, here.
Okay. Are you done? Is everybody angry tonight? Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
What's his face? And the R&B dude. Oh, come on. The one all the blonde girls like. I can't remember his name.
That guy that sings that song that people like.
Justin Timberlake. Oh, Timberlake performed on there, and Robin Thicke. Is it Robin Thicke?
Yeah, Robin.
Him. They praise him.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. Okay. My white black sister. Fight on.
The sister from another mister. That's right.
No, I'm just saying, like, if she's going to make a statement, at least be accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
So go ahead.
I'll just on that first soundbite that you played, I can understand what she's trying to say. But here's where she's wrong as far as what she said. First off, the entire aspect going off on the Oscars and these other award shows, the main reason why the BET Awards initially existed why we had the Vibe Source Awards, why we had the NAACP Image Awards, is that for years and years and years, African Americans, people of color, were not recognized for a lot of the contributions that they did in movie, in music, in entertainment. So they went again and said, well, we're going to try and recognize our own, and we're going to do this. And this is initially when a lot of these awards started. We're going to go ahead and say, you've been recognized for that play that you did. You're going to get recognized for that movie that pumped in $70 million at the box office, but Hollywood decided to skirt over. And that's what happened. In music, as Anitra stated, with like a lot of BET awards, what's happened is the evolution of pop culture, where it's not just hip hop is not just a quote unquote black music genre. It's become much more universal because you have French hip hop, you have African hip hop, you have German hip hop. So it's now a lot of the music industry and a lot of movies, it's all gone worldwide. This is what this is about. In Stacey Dash's ignorance of what she stated is the fact that she thinks that either we're going to be separated or we're going to be segregated. It can't be one or the other. The issue is there is no real recognition on the mainstream front. And that's where a lot of the argument is coming from with the Oscar Awards. It has nothing to do with the award show itself, because as far as I'm concerned, all three of us have agreed, the Oscars are boring. I don't care to watch the Oscars.
Whoa! I like to know who Best Picture is. Excuse you. You know, I do watch.
Let me
Oscars.
Get this straight, Hot Rod. You're going to sit down, and you're going to watch a five-hour show about a movie that's going to win an Oscar based on a dog smoking cigarettes being depressed about why he can't eat dog food anymore. That's the Oscar winner.
Listen, I have a problem sleeping at night, so I need to watch the Oscars to put me to sleep. Thank you very much. Do you mind?
Yeah.
But before you continue, I have another caller.
Yeah.
210, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. The fabulous Anitra B, Mr. Hot Rod, and Sean Black, Brother B. What's
hey,
good?
What's going on?
Are y'all cool?
Hello, hello.
Nothing, I'm recouping from shoveling.
It seems like every week you're recouping from something.
You know, listen, I'm starting to feel, I'm changing my name to Jack Bauer.
Like working 40. 24, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know what? Besides 24, I need you to have sex 24/7. So we understand where you're coming from. Carry on.
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be on the news one day, I'm telling you. And it's not for something good.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
oh, okay. Oh, Brother B, what do you think about your girlfriend, Stacey Dash?
Oh, man.
I heard the sigh. I heard it.
I mean, for a woman with some assets, you know what? I'm going to say this. To a degree, I kind of understand where she's coming from. I mean, in terms of what she's saying. It's like, why are we, like, either we're going to be in or we're going to be out. Like, why are we looking for recognition from someone else, you know, in terms of the stuff that we do? I mean, I understand we're a part of this world and this society, and we play in these movies and stuff like that. But, hey, listen, if they're not putting us in these movies, what are you supposed to do? It's like this. If me and you go to a restaurant, you ain't got no money, and I have money, and I'm ordering me a steak and this and that and third, and I'm just giving you biscuits. What's your next course of action? Either you're going to say something about it, or you're going to get up and leave, and next time you're going to make your own way for you to be able to order steak. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to keep riding on the coattails of somebody that doesn't want to acknowledge you. So with the fact that you have this so-called BET, who's not even owned by black people anymore, but then you have all these other black shows. And there's been Caucasians that people of other ethnicity that have been winning awards on these other black shows. So why are you coming at the Oscars? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I think they should pick a bigger argument, like Flint, Michigan, like our youth out there dying on the streets, climate change. Like, pick something else to talk about other than that, because that little statue in the grand scheme of things doesn't mean nothing. We need to stop looking for recognition. Like, we need to move forward. Like I said, I disagree with her attitude to a degree. But then again, in a way, she's kind of right. It's like, yo, you can't have it both ways sometimes, because no one came up with an all-white Oscar, even though they may predominantly win most of the awards and they choose not to recognize us for whatever, but it's not called the white Oscar. It's not called white entertainment television. It's not called, you know what I'm saying? So what's the problem?
I can understand that argument.
Some people do care about the Oscars, but it helps them enhance their career sometimes. So if Will Smith needs to win an Oscar, it probably, I mean, he's already rich. We know that already. For some people, it will bring him a step further up in Hollywood. That's the whole point of the Oscar. Once you win the big statue that we don't care about, of course, but for some people, they do care about that sticking statue. Well, it's a symbol of them enhancing their careers and life.
But that's the sad part. It's not, you know, nowadays people are awarded for who they are and who they know, not for the quality of their work. It's like with jobs nowadays, oh, well, my cousin's sister's brother's third friend from the son needs a job. Okay, just tell him to come in and we'll hook him up. It's not about that person who's been grinding every day, 9 to 5, 5 to whenever, that's actually going to get the job or get the position. You know what I'm saying? It's things are kind of backwards. You're awarded for who you are, who you know, instead of the quality of your work. So with that being said, Will Smith is a good actor. There are a lot of good black actors and actresses. There are a lot of good white actors and actresses. But my thing is this, if they feel the need to be biased, then, hey, that's on them. Because my thing is this, you sitting up there wanting to boycott the Oscars, wasn't she there like a couple of years ago? Wasn't her and her husband there at the Oscars a couple of years ago? Like, now all of a sudden you want to boycott it? Like, come on. Like, you got to call a spade a spade. And I'm just like this. Now is not the time to be nitpicking. Like, there are bigger issues. And I'm wondering if somebody, I mean, don't get me wrong. I got love for Jada Pinkett Smith. And, you know, Stacey Dash, she seems like a little weirdo now. I think she just did that because she doesn't have nothing else going for her, really. Like, what else?
Oh,
she's
maybe.
Not doing any shows. She's not doing nothing. So she had to come out and say, because all of a sudden, how did she become the representative for black people? Nobody.
Because Fox.
Huh?
No, because Fox News hire her to talk this type of nonsense, to get controversy, to get outrage, to get feedback out of people. And she's doing a good job of it right now.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I would applaud you guys more for bringing up the Flint, Michigan issue instead of, you know what I'm saying, like, are you serious? Like, no one's really talking about that.
Yeah, we talked about that for about half an hour, and this is something that has, it's not as if the Flint, Michigan thing just started happening. This has been going on for years.
Yeah, and the sad part about it, this is like, this is nothing short but an act of terrorism, domestic terrorism. But no one is going to call it that. No one is going to call it that because it's not a bunch of Arabs, you know, dressed in, you know, garb or with explosive devices on and screaming out "Allah Akbar" and then blowing something up. That's not what it is, so nobody's going to call it terrorism. Because if you're going to sit there and actually allow the poisoning of a water system in the damn state and think that it's okay, it's nothing. Wow. My God.
Okay. K-Dog, you're on the air now. You've been holding up. What's your two cents?
What up, K-Dog?
Well, my two cents is, hey, what's up, everybody? How you
what's
doing?
What's going on?
Hey.
Well, anyway, I just want to start up about the whole Flint and Michigan incident. That I think that it's a shame and a horrible thing to happen, especially in a country like the United States, and especially in a state like Michigan that has been going through a lot of financial problems. As a matter of fact, Sean, you were saying a lot of good points, and I just wanted to add something to it because I was reading what one of the residents at Flint, Michigan, had to say about the whole matter.
Okay.
Her name is Lorna Hunter, and she's been living there for 60 years. But she says recently things have changed. In her own words, she says that you feel like sitting ducks here. And she's the owner of a Westland flower shop. And she's not referring to the threat of guns or terrorists, but also she said that Flint residents are afraid of their water. And it's time and time again. I mean, this has been going on for the longest. And Brother B, I understand completely what you said. I understand what everybody has to say about this whole Flint, Michigan incident. It's really horrible that people cannot even drink their own water. And people cannot even bathe. People cannot even cook food. But yet, we have enough time to talk about an award show. Now, we all know in the Academy, the Academy Awards, been a love-hate relationship with black performers for many years. And now, you know, with all these things that have been happening where some black actors and actresses has not even been nominated for an award for the work that they do and the quality of films that they star in. But, however, there are much more important things to deal with than just this award show. Now, Stacey Dash, I could say, is just Fox News is using her because they're using her as a way to voice their opinion. So they feel that Stacey Dash would much voice their opinion because of the fact that they see that she's a black woman. But Stacey Dash herself has been weird for the past couple of years herself.
Okay, so you know, Kato, yeah. Do you see Stacey Dash as the new Uncle Tom for Fox News?
Well, bluntly, I could say yes. I'll say yes. Because the thing is, Stacey Dash has not been relevant for many years. The last show she started was that show about single women on BET. Now, all of a sudden in 2012, you start to voice your opinion about the election, and all of a sudden, you just turn conservative overnight. I mean, just to find a voice. I mean, that's just sad, in my opinion. You know,
but look who they got. Like, she had her booty all over Smooth magazine.
Exactly.
Magazine, all these magazines.
Exactly.
They pick somebody like her to be the
champion. They pick someone like her. But yet, the Republican Party, dig this. Fox News, the voice of the Republican Party, has talked about family values and all, but yet, like you said, look at Stacey Dash, Playboy, Smooth, Maxim, all men magazines that she started, but yet, all of a sudden, now she's a conservative. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
Well, hold on. To her defense, yes, that's because she pulls half naked in those magazines, which I did look at them back in them days. No, and they were very great pictures. People could change, you know, in due time.
Nobody could change. I'm not saying people can't change because everybody changes, you know. That's the way of life.
Okay, perfect example. Look at Anitra. We all know what she's doing with her life. She work at the corner over here, okay?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
You have issues. You know, she's got issues. Stacey Dash is that side chick you can't trust. That's who Stacey Dash is. Stacey Dash is that chick or that side chick you just can't trust.
You know, she's just a puppet for Fox. I mean, she's just doing this just to be relevant, just to stay relevant. And, you know, the way that she said it, it sounded bad. But here's what I have to say. When it comes to the black channels, BET is no longer run by blacks. But yet, they have been I'm a liberal. I say things the way I see it. There have been many white artists who won award shows on BET Awards, and nobody has a problem with it. I personally don't have a problem with it because I'm a music person. Hey, you're good, you're good. If you're bad, you're bad. That's it, you know? But, however, again, when it comes to what next are you going to ban? I mean, with my problem with what Stacey Dash said, we live in America. America's a great melting pot. where you have the Chinese celebrate New Year, the Italians celebrate Columbus Day, Hispanics have their day. I mean, to say take away Black History Month, that's ignorant in itself, because every nationality, every group has their time to celebrate. That's what the United States is. It's a great melting pot of different cultures, of different races, different religions. Therefore, everyone has a right to celebrate their culture in this country. No question.
Okay, I agree with you, Cato, but what about the controversy of Black History Month? How we always argue, of course, why is it on the shortest month of the year?
Well, this is the thing. Through history, there was a time that there was known as the Black History Week.
Yeah.
Founded in 1926 by Carter G. Woodson. But, however, as of late in recent years, they switched it from a week to the whole month of February.
Yeah, I think
personally,
it was 1976 where it officially became recognized by the,
exactly,
by the country.
Yeah, by the whole country. So this is my take on it. Black History Month should not be, you know, it's a very important month, but, however, I feel that all history, whether it's black, whether whatever history it is, just to show the real honest truth about it, all history is every day. Every day we're learning something new about history, whether it's black history, whether it is Italian history, whether it's all history. We all learn history one way or another. Every day is a learning. Every day you're learning something new about history.
Okay, Brother B, should we get rid of BET, Black Embarrassment Television?
That's wrong.
I mean, me personally, it's a buffoon channel. I mean, somebody can, I mean, to be honest with you, if I wasn't black my mind was someplace else, I would call it the Monkey Channel. Because that's all you're seeing is nothing but a bunch. Like, they're not, what are they showing of quality content?
Nothing.
They're always
really.
We're always being cast in some type of bad light, and I really don't like it. And I don't like the fact that it's still called Black Entertainment Television, yet we don't run it. So
yeah.
It's like, what's the purpose of still calling it BET?
You got
no purpose.
You think
you
of
know,
it like this. BET is now owned by Viacom. When Robert Johnson sold it to Viacom for however many billions of dollars, since Viacom is running the company, they're going to run it the way they see fit. And the way they see fit is what they think would be the Hollywood ideal of what African-American television should be. So
exactly.
You're going to see a lot of reruns of, like, The Parkers and things like that. But the majority of it is it's either repeats of other shows or it's a lot of these reality shows that you see, which is similar to, like, The Real Housewives or Basketball Wives or whatever other stuff is on there.
Because, unfortunately, it's what sells. People watch this crap.
And that's the reason why BET is the way it is now.
Yeah,
but that's why they do it. People watch it. This is what people want.
Exactly.
It's not like they're just putting it out there for no reason.
Exactly.
I mean, it's silly entertainment. I've never been one into, like, reality TV. Well, certain shows, but not all of them.
But you know what? It's all trash TV because you look at different channels, and there have been different shows that are targeting more of the African-American market. Like, I could say TV One, Aspire Television, Centric.
Oh.
They even have Star Black. They even have all these different channels that target the black audiences. But, however, unfortunately now, with BET, I'm afraid that BET has sold out. But, you know, with like you said, Anitra, people watch this stuff. It's called, I call it trash television.
But wait a minute.
Okay.
One thing I do have to say, real quick, if I may interject. Okay, we call it trash TV. But what about the white reality shows? Do we call that trash TV too? Or do we just call that, very interesting or you know, colorful program.
Me, I call,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's a double standard.
I want Anitra to answer this question.
First of all, I don't think anything is, I wouldn't call it trash TV. I really don't get why Kerwin would call it that personally.
No, because that's what people say.
Let me finish. That's your opinion,
okay.
And, you know, it's fine. I just don't personally get it, because reality television makes these networks millions. The reason why reality TV is so popular is because people watch it, all of it. You got the Atlanta Housewives, Jersey Housewives, Maryland something, and ones in California, they even branched out to Australia because people watch this stuff. And it's not even geared towards white audiences anymore. Atlanta Housewives is black-based. So
yeah.
is the one in Maryland. So it's not even like a white or black thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people
mm-hmm.
love this shit for some reason. It's a billion-dollar industry.
And it doesn't take a lot of money to produce the show.
No,
so they're getting a lot of money in return.
Make a lot of money. They make maybe a few grand an episode. They don't make a lot of money.
And I just want to add this, is that they don't have high-paying actors or actresses to do these shows.
No.
So basically, that's the thing that I wanted to say. And personally, this is the thing. When I said trash TV, that's what persona that people say. That they say, oh, well, you know, it's just trash TV, because a lot of people have said it's trash TV. But, however, when it comes to the money, networks make money, because you have reality shows on any network. You have reality shows on what are the channels? I could say CMT. All of them.
Centric, BT, VH1, Bravo, all of them have reality shows. Oxygen has reality shows. All of them.
Let me tell you something else, too. I'm going to add something. Many of these reality stars, those that star on these reality shows, become instant celebrities.
Of course. That's the point.
Overnight.
It's just
as
bad as somebody going on YouTube and doing something stupid and being popularized.
You're gonna make money. You're gonna make money. This is the reality because right now, on television, gone are the days of good programming. Gone are the days of everything is scripted. No, reality TV is the real TV now.
And
so
I hate the fact that it's been named reality because there's nothing real about
it.
It's overproduced with jump cuts and all the other stuff.
Reality TV is scripted, Kerwin, right?
Of course.
It's scripted and it's insanely edited.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I got to change the script a little bit in this one. And I have to ask a real question. I got to change the topic a little bit. On last week's podcast, on the menu with Brother B, Mika, and Nicole, the topic on the show was the difference between being a man and being a male. Here's my question to you guys. Starting with Brother B, then to Anitra. You know, Brother B has sense that Anitra is just a half of a woman. If a man hits a woman in self-defense, would that make him a less of a man?
No. I just think as an individual with no self-control. Because, you know what I'm saying? Certain things that you got to keep in perspective. You already know that a woman can't match strength with you. But then again, there's some women out there that are hard hitters. So I just think it's don't touch me and I won't touch you. I don't need to hit you to get you to, you know, like to subdue you. I don't need to do any of that. You know, you can grab somebody's arm. You can, you know, say a hug them, whatever you need to do, but there's no need to do any, like, pounding or, you know, throwing a fist or something like that. There's no need for that because, once again, it's not to downplay any women at all, but as a man, you know that there's a lot of women out here that cannot match strength with you, so why would you do it? It's overkill.
Anitra B?
I happen to agree. Man, woman, when you get into a physical altercation, it's instinct to protect yourself. So you're going to strike back. I don't condone it, but it's that's kind of what happens. And I just, I don't know, when a woman, when a female would, if a female tells me, oh, I smacked the shit of my man and then he slapped me back. Well, dummy, what the hell did you think was going to happen? He's going to stand there and be like, okay.
Okay, so Sean Black, what happened to the question of if a woman hit me, let me walk away? Let me try to walk away. What about that statement?
That statement still should be around. The difference is now that a lot of people can't walk away because we're seeing a lot more women emboldening themselves to continue to egg on the situation. There have been times when we've heard women get into an argument with the guy. Whether the guy starts it or not, they get into a confrontation, the woman slaps the guy in the face, and then the guy is ready to act if this is another guy on the street. Instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to leave this alone, let me just keep it moving. I'm still of the ilk that you walk away until something comes up where you have to positively defend yourself. Like if she's coming after you with a knife or a gun, something along those lines. Other than that, you know how to protect yourself, or you just de-escalate the situation by walking away. There's no need to keep it going. Just keep it moving and walk away.
My thing is this, is that when it comes to physical altercations between a man and a woman, like some women, they want you to hit them, but at the same time, listen, I'm just going to keep it real. I'm just going to be honest and keep it real. You're a man, just walk away from the situation. You'll still be a man regardless. It doesn't have to go into a physical altercation. Hey, she hits you, throws something at you, walk away from it. Be a man, walk away. That's the best thing. You'll still be a man. You'll still have what's between your legs. You're still going to be a man regardless. That's my take on it.
My only issue is this. There's a lot of women out there that go off of that, oh, he's just going to walk away. And like what was said earlier, they will egg you on. And the thing is, if you know your role, but she doesn't know hers, what are you supposed to do? If you're walking away and she's trying to hit you with something or stab you with something, how much further can you think you're going to get to walk away before you're injured? See, there's a lot, just like you had posted that thing on Facebook about the chick on the train.
That's what we're talking about. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm
because
like, you know what happened? And you know what he did? I condone it. It's beautiful. He turned around and quit her man at because he didn't want to hit her. Now, not everybody is fortunate enough to be in that type of situation because, you know, it doesn't always happen like that. It could be aggressive. It could be your girlfriend, a sister, or whoever. But the whole thing is this. There's no excuse for a woman to keep coming at a man just because they feel like, oh, you're a real man, you won't hit me, but it's all right for you to hit me. No, it's not. Don't touch me, and I won't touch you.
You hear that, Anitra? Yeah, don't touch me, and I won't touch you, Anitra. You hear that?
I knock on wood, I have never been in a physical altercation in my entire life, and I'd like to maintain that. I've never been in an abusive relationship. I've never been in a school fight. I don't know what it's like. I wouldn't even know how to throw a punch. I don't know about any of this. I'm very lucky. I'm very fortunate, I should say. I don't know. You know, and boyfriends in the past, they were always too afraid of my older stepbrother to even acknowledge to touch me. That's really the realization of the situation is, and they knew if I went to him crying, he'd kick him into next Tuesday.
Because for me, personally,
listen, it helps me having a freaking star quarterback as a brother. Okay, it works for you.
Hey,
that's it.
Okay.
It works for you. No one wants a football team after them.
Okay, but Okay, so overall, guys, what happened to the females that are in abusive relationships? And they in denial that, you know, they get beat up by the boyfriend, but they don't want to go out. They don't want to leave that relationship because they're scared. What's the best way for them to handle that, you think?
To try to do it as safely as they possibly can. That's the number one thing possible. To get out of the situation safely and make sure that there's little damage to done to themselves or whatever is the case, because in a situation where the woman doesn't know what to do, the most important thing to do is to separate themselves from that situation, period.
Exactly. Because, you know, there's been a lot of women out there who are being physically who are in physically abusive relationships with these guys. And the sad thing is that many of these women's lives are in danger because when they leave, and the sad thing is that they don't get protected. They do not receive any type of protection. What good is a restraining order going to do to protect them from an abusive boyfriend? It's not going to do anything. The best thing for them to do is walk away safe. Find somewhere safe to live.
Gentlemen, I have a question. What about a male that's in an abusive relationship?
That's true.
There
that
are men who are physically abused by women. I mean, I'm sure their ego won't allow them to, you know, come out or whatnot, but it has happened.
Yes. They actually did a long time ago a TV movie about a male who was married to a female, and the female actually was abusing him.
Yeah,
but he kept his mouth closed because who's going to believe that this macho man is actually getting abused by his wife?
And I remember he had to hide the scars. He had to hide the scars, and it was people start to laugh. But then after, I'm like, whoa, this really does happen.
Well,
it really does.
It does happen. I think Brother B might agree with this, but I think females abuse men more mentally than physical. But women play mind games very well over guys. Because like we say on the show a long time ago, what's the most powerful weapon in the world? The vagina.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
No.
That's only if you adhere to it. Like, I had a conversation with some guys on the job, and they were like, oh, you know, booty, 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 ass. And I'm like, dude, is that your world? I was like, let me ask you a question. What's hard to do when you deal with that? Money. And my whole thing is, you can stop being sexy, but you can't get money like that. I said, so my thing is, where's your real focus at? Like, it's one thing, it's a nice thing to have, but am I attitude about it? Like, listen, I can live with it, I can live without it. But you know what? I don't put an emphasis on money. But money does have a strong thing in how I live. So unless I got a sugar mama, I got to do what I got to do.
Well, you know, if you ever find that sugar mama, make sure she has a sister to hook me up, okay? I'm looking for a sugar mama as well.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, boy.
But besides that, guys, Valentine's Day is around the corner, the day that we all hate the most. Truly, how do you really feel about Valentine's Day? Okay, Sean Black, I'll start with you, but you're my bitch. How do you feel about
Valentine? You're the one that's having another child, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, we all know the story about that already.
Calling you a cheater.
I have no problem with the day. I think it's always been one of those days where it's commercialized, kind of like Christmas, kind of like Halloween, where it's just a day for people to buy candy and everything else. You don't have to, in any relationship, you don't necessarily have to be, you know, deal with Valentine's Day per se. You can make every day Valentine's Day. You don't have to wait until that actual day to show the person that you're with that you love them and care for them. I think that's what this country ends up doing. Oh, let's go buy some candy. Let's get some flowers. And that's it.
Oh, as always, Sean, you disappoint me. And for Valentine's Day, I'll go buy a nice vibrator. Oh, so, K-Dog, how do you feel about Valentine's Day? Do you think it's worth it? Is it, do we still care about it? Or is this another kid's thing back in high school where we used to buy teddy bears and all that other crap?
Well, what people make about Valentine's Day, and I could agree with Sean, I mean, Valentine's Day is a holiday, but, however, when you're with somebody that you love very much, you have to make it count every day. Every day is Valentine's Day. Hope you're listening, honey. Every day is Valentine's Day. So I mean, I'll celebrate Valentine's Day, but you know what? I'm going to do the best on Valentine's Day, but every day is Valentine's Day for my heart. That's my opinion.
Oh my God, you got
and doing something nice for the woman that you love. Hey, you do that every day, every day, every day. Not one day, but every day. That counts.
Okay. Are you done kissing ass now? Are you done? Are you finished?
Man, I ain't kissing no ass. Man, let you get off that, man. Come on, man. I'm keeping it real.
Brother B,
I'm being honest.
Okay, Brother B, what's your insight on that?
Valentine's Day is a holiday for women and girls. It's a commercial holiday. Like Sean Black said, like K-Dog said, Valentine's Day is everything. You shouldn't take one day out of the year to just be special. And at the same time, some people put too much emphasis and too much pressure on people. Because, like, what if you don't have it? What if you're just not able to do it? What if you're working, you can't get off that day, and, you know, you have a commitment other than, like, oh, but it's Valentine's Day. Like, okay, I was looking for Christmas and New Year's. Like, what's your problem? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, come on. Like, we spend money every day, and that's just one day to spend a whole bunch of money. You like Peter Luger's was probably all the way from last year to now, just with reservations and stuff like that. Like, are you serious? So I'm going to go to a steakhouse and spend $200 and say, baby, happy Valentine's Day. I love you. But I can go to Stop and Shop, go get some steak, some asparagus, make some homemade mashed potatoes, hand the light, it's like home. Same thing. Except that one means more than the other because I took the time to actually cook it.
You know, I'm going to just say this when it comes to Valentine's Day. Just being with the person, spending quality time with the person, that's Valentine's Day every day. It doesn't have to be February 14th. It don't have to be February 14th. Just calling the person on the phone, just being with the woman that you love, calling her on the phone, giving a nice text in the morning, that's Valentine's Day every day. Being romantic.
God, I'm getting sick over here, okay?
I'm going to vomit.
I'm seriously going to vomit.
That's Hot Rod's kryptonite right there.
I'm going to vomit.
How about the end of the show?
Yeah.
I'm about to end the show right now. I can't take it no more. Right. So, Brother B, this is our last show until further notice. What is your final thought about anything? This is your time to say what's on your mind about any topic. And, of course, promote your show. The floor is yours right now.
Well,
that's enough. I'm just kidding.
This Thursday.
That's the way to do it.
This Thursday on the menu, we're talking about stereotypes and why we do it. You know, I mean, everybody in some way, shape, or form does it. I don't know why the absolute truth is going off the air for a little while, but I guess, you know, for whatever reason, but you damn sure will be missed. But sometimes I like talking on your show more than I do on my own. But anyway,
thank you.
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's all I can say is we got to stop a lot of junk that's going on. That definitely could be a topic like this. No one ever wants to recognize the stuff that we're doing, what's going on, that, you know, double standards, like Flint, Michigan, the Oscars, you know, the whole thing with Bill Cosby, what it's really about, not what everybody seems to think it was about.
know, like, it's really time to stop. It just seems like we're in a down spiral, you know, in terms of humanity. No one is trying to pull us out. And I don't understand why. It's like you have voices that are saying something, but people are just so blinded by reality shows and other junk. It's like they just don't want to listen. So, you know, I'm glad there's shows like this, you know, and you mentioned out there where we have to talk about the stuff that people really just don't want to address. Like, if we don't put it in your face, who will? Because whether it's Oprah, somebody, I don't care. Some of these shows out here say they're not really talking about the topic that really needs to be spoken on. To me, they're garbage. I don't care how syndicated they are. They're garbage. If you're not talking about what's going on, then I can't hear you at all.
Wow, that was very powerful and very... I'm about to have a tear in my eye. Thank you so much, Brother B.
Very profound. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Kaden. This is a forum to say what's on your mind, and please do not propose on the show. What's on your mind?
No. All right. Hey, guys. The floor's on mine. Brother B, hey, so you said your show comes on Thursdays at 8 o'clock?
Thursdays at 9.
Thursdays at 9, all right.
Yeah, until Nicole comes back, and it'll be on Wednesday at 9.
All right. Cool. Well, no problem. Well, my final thought, well, I'm glad to see that this show is finally focused on Flint, with what's going on in Flint, Michigan, and also to focus on a lot of other topics. And I'm glad to say that you guys have really – set the standard by bringing up topics that other shows are afraid to bring up. So, with that being said, all I got to say is this, is that for the people of Flint, Michigan, let's keep them in our thoughts. And I'm getting a lot of feedback on this end. I can barely hear myself.
Oh, well, shut up and say goodbye. Well, shut up and say goodbye, K-Dog.
All right. Well, anyway, like I said, about the Flint, Michigan, we got to keep these people in our thoughts. And as for television, let us set the standards for our kids when they grow up so they can watch better television. And all I got to say is this. In the famous words of Roger King, can we all just get along? Love, peace, and happiness to everybody. I'm out.
Hey, Doug, Brother B, thank you so much. Till next time.
Yes.
Till next time.
Thanks,
yes,
guys.
Hi, guys. Everybody
hey, you're
have
welcome,
a good night.
Guys. Yes. Have a good night,
good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got 15 minutes left. I got two questions to ask my two co-hosts. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I still have two co-hosts on. Okay, so Anisha B.
Yes.
Can a woman have it all? Success,
of
job,
course.
Family, husband? Or does something have to give?
No. Anybody can have it all, man, woman. You just got to go get it. That's simple. Put one foot in front of the other and get off your lazy ass and go get it.
Well, okay, so what do you think is more? Yes, I do believe anyone can have it all, but a woman is a little bit more harder because what do you think should come first, success or family?
See, that's to a person's opinion. I mean, everyone's different. Like certain men, like for instance, you waited till your late 30s to start your family. Some people wanted a family right away. Everybody's different. My ideal success is I have a good job, I have a decent bank account, I travel, I have great friends. You know, I'm happy. I'm good. That's my
okay.
ideal of having it all. But that's my definition of having it all. Everyone's is different.
All right, Sean Black, same question. Since you have a bitch most of the time, go ahead. Entertain me.
Oh, Lord.
Anybody on this planet, whether you put your mind to it, you put your hard work, you get effort involved, you can do anything on this planet that you want. That's been evidenced by the amount of men and women that have been trailblazing throughout the world, throughout the country, throughout the city. All it takes is some ingenuity, some drive, and some work ethic, and you can achieve anything, male or female. It doesn't make a difference what it is, whether you want to do something as a female that is predominantly male-dominated. If you are a male and you wanted to achieve something that's female-dominated, you can do anything you want. All you need is drive.
What is that in the background?
That's me passing gas. Other than that.
That is not you passing gas. Stop it.
Okay.
If it
so,
is, that's an upgrade.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, indeed. Sean Black.
Okay.
Finally, in 2 weeks, we know our two people that's going to the Super Bowl. What is your pick to win all the way? Carolina Panthers or the last, maybe the last game for Mr. Manning himself, the Denver Broncos?
Oh, boy. They got the huge underdog and the huge favorite. Especially after what I saw Sunday, I would not be surprised if I saw Carolina go out to a huge lead and then Denver came back and made it look nice. But I think in the end, I think Carolina is going to win this. Just due to the fact that they are just right now on such a roll right now. Just offense, defense, it's there. Broncos have a Super Bowl caliber defense. We just don't know what the offense is going to do consistently. And when you have that, Carolina is playing the type of defense that they have been playing, although they tend to let a lot of other people get into it. I think Carolina is going to win the game. Now, we've got 2 weeks between now and the Super Bowl. So, it's a big game. We don't want to get sued now.
Yeah, you know.
Carolina is going to win.
I agree, but I want Denver Broncos to win because I am a Peyton Manning fan. I know this is his last game. Most likely it will be his last game ever played. It will be a good send-off for him. But we see what happens. I just want to know, as my baby mama drama, if I've got the Super Bowl party, and this is what she told me. So, yes, that's what she told me. Every year I host a Super Bowl party, but this year I have no chance in hell. All right. What is your guys' final thoughts? Starting with Sean Black.
Well,
about anything overall about the show and any special shout-outs you want to give to anybody. And please don't take forever because, I need to talk too.
I understand. You'll probably this time talk more than anybody else. I mean, it is your show. In any event, I have to say that although we're going to be taking a hiatus and for a little bit, we don't know how long we'll be off, but we will be back. So we want to make sure that people realize that we're going to take some time off. We've been doing this show since March, so we're just a couple months shy of a year. And we have had some very good, hard-hitting topics that have involved entertainment as well as some sort of social consciousness. And I think that of the things that we have talked about and the things that I've talked about and Anika have talked about and Hot Rod have talked about are things that actually matter, things that are pertinent to people today. And I think that we've done, a respectful job based on the information that we've gotten, researched, and made sure that it wasn't just all opinion and all a bunch of nonsense. We made sure that everybody out there got informed and made sure that they were able to maybe learn something and be entertained at the same time. So I will give a shout-out to my mother and my grandmother who helped get me to this point. And, of course, my two co-hosts that obviously there would be no show without. And more importantly, I want to make sure I give a shout-out to the listeners, the people that have asked us Twitter questions, the people that have been to the site and left comments, and our friends and family that have listened to the show from either side, and we thank you for that. And as I said before, although we're going to be taking a hiatus, taking some time off, when we come back, we'll be just the same crazy group of fools just giving you information that you would like to hear. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, sir. And off to Anitra B.
No, I just wanted to say, you know, especially to you two, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. You know, this has been a different, at first, very scary adventure for me, but I've had a blast. I love the fact that this is an outlet for us to vent, but also just talk about what's going on, the real issues, you know, things that we are passionate about. You know, I just think it's been a great experience, and you know, I the hiatus has to happen, but it'll be, you know, really, really cool when we can come back.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely have a lot to say when we get back, that's for sure.
Oh my God,
that'd be a 3-hour show, I bet.
Oh boy.
Before I say my piece, I have one last question. This past weekend, we had a big blizzard. I have to know what was blowing harder, the wind or Anitra B. But besides that, ladies and
gentlemen. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, you got that one.
Okay. You're now.
Thank you very much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as Sean and Anitra B mentioned, we'll be taking a hiatus because, once again, I tell like it is, I am having a daughter this week.
I didn't know you were capable of having children.
Baby mama drama is having a daughter. Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that type of thing. Basically, we're having another child, okay? It wasn't planned, but it is what it is. And we will be taking a week off, or a couple of weeks, I don't know how long, but Sean Black and I plan to do a Super Bowl show, hopefully by next week. Maybe 15 or 30-minute show talking about the Super Bowl, because it's the grandest stage demo of all. But I'd like to give a couple of shout-outs, announcements, and thank you to a list of people. Our producer, Drunk Mikey, K-Dog, Milton X, Max Lewis, Damien, Ms. Kim, K-Small, Brother B, and the staff of the menu, Stella from New Jersey, Shirley from Jersey, the Phenom. And also I have to give a shout-out to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Without them, we would not have a show. And anybody else that I forgot, please forgive me. I can't name everybody because, you know, we don't have that much time left. But the last two assholes I'd like to thank overall are Sean Black and Anitra B. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for driving me crazy. Thank you for dealing with me. And thank you for helping us entertain at least 3,000 listeners since the start of March. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are growing more and more every time, and we couldn't have done this without you and your support. When we started the show, we're going to get like 2 listeners a show. But we keep growing more and more every day, like, wow. People actually listen to us, and they give us feedback, and we love it. We wish we'd get paid for it, but no, we do this out of the kindness of our heart because we love entertaining you guys. We like to tell it like it is. And when we come back, I guarantee you, this is just the beginning. We'll be more hotter, more wilder, more crazier, and more talk about racism because, you know, that's the everyday thing now.
Duh.
You can't go a show without talking about racism or cop killing or God knows what.
Yeah.
And, wow. And that's it. I don't want to cry over this because, you know, I'm going to miss you guys over the next few weeks. It's up to Anitra B and Sean Black. I will probably see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, of course.
Probably. We'll see each other during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what can I say? Ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for everything. That's the bottom line. Sean Black.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Anitra B, thank you guys. Well, that besides not being my co-host, not being part of my show, for being my friend and to be there for me and my family, I cannot thank you guys enough. I wish I had Uncle Bobby something, but you know I'm broke now, so I got too much support to do.
And the moral of the story is leave the Grey Goose alone.
No, why? Well, I don't do goose, so it's okay. We're good.
Okay, well, you know what? We got a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to say, guys?
Well,
good. That's the best thing you guys said all day. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod with
Sean Black in the building, and of course, the one and only
Anitra V.
Guys, thank you so much. Please don't forget about us. We will be back sooner than later. And as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
Good night, guys.
Yeah, during the hiatus, Anitra B will be doing some more movies. So check online on Anitra B. On.
Oh my God!
Okay,
I gotta go.
Tune in next time, guys. Thank you so much. Love y'all.